We're holding today on the Lamed in Becheres, and because Sabah Josh has an appointment this morning, we have to. Because an Adam Sanua here has an appointment, we're going to have to be very efficient this morning. So we begin. No, it's actually a very short stop. We begin with our favorite.
Look, the Holy Commissioner.
A chashud al hashvi'it. Eino chashud al ha-ma'asot, a chashud al ma'asot, eino chashud al hashvi'it. We've been discussing, as we did yesterday, the questions of chashada, and we pointed out that Becheres is a mocker for very much the dinim of chashada, and we started off chashada legabe balei mumin with Becheres, what you're allowed to buy from, and we went on the same way we did with dinim. We started with Becheres, went on to dinim. We go on to Shasha, on Shvias, and on Mechiras Truma Shalokedin, and we got into questions of a butcher, whether he's reliable, what you're allowed to buy from him. And today we have a machlokas, as we'll see, about how far a chashash goes. So here the Mishnah says somebody who's chashash to sell Shvias, and he isn't matan on Kedusha Shvias. Nonetheless, he's not chashash on Meiser. We're allowed to buy from him, and you don't have any. It's no different than a normal Amoris, as a takon on Zmai. But there's no din of suffix. There's no chashash that you have a real suffix here, which of course is different. Din in the Zmai. Zmai you rely on, the Gabi Trum, and so on. That's a rationalist. Tesis learns that the pshat and choshed on Maisers over here means that he would sell actual Maiser and pretend that it's chulin. Not a chashash on Tevel. Because that's called a chashash v'ne mitzukah, not a chashash on Maiser. Ha-choshed on a Maiserot, and ha-choshed on a Shvias. And there's also a tzad in which people are more Machben on Shemitah than on Meisers, we'll see. And so remember, you can't just because somebody is kosher on one Indian, doesn't mean he's kosher on every Indian. And al kosher al zevi al zevi, if he's kosher on either or both Meiser and or Shvias, he's certainly kosher on Tyrus. I mean, Tyrus is a very tough thing to keep. Most people don't keep the dinim to be Machben on Tyrus, to eat their chulim the Tyrus. The Yeshu Chashur al Taharot, and not Chashur the Laws, the Laws. It's possible to be Chashur al Taharot, but not to be Chashur for things like Shemitah and for Mises. Zekhlal, Kola Chashur al Adavar, Lo Danova Lo Meidon. This brings us right back to the opening of the parak which dealt with Dinim and Adis and so on. So the Din of Chashad certainly doesn't allow that person to be involved. Forget about buying and selling and so on. But he no longer is mocked to the extent that we can trust him. So he can't don the din on such things, he can't be made on.
On all things.
On that thing. On that thing. No, but just to him, it's not taken for such an important place. What he's going to come now and tell us that it was mice. He's the cloud maker on one of those. No. My timer, why is it that there's a tzad to say that the Shvias will be more chomer to him. I mean, that Meiser will be more chomer to him, so that if he's choshed on Shvias, he's not choshed on Meiser. Because Shvias lo boi choma, Maaser, even the boi choma, chomer. Since Meiser knows needs chaymat Yerushalayim in order to be able to eat, he feels that it has a more chomer kedusha to it, so he's more makban on it. This is rather famous. Raya, that when we're talking about Meiser, we're talking about Meiser, not Tevel. We're talking about Tevel by Choyma. So therefore, it's Tesis, and I bring it right from here to all places where it uses this phraseology of Choshur Abba Meisers, that it means literally Meiser is the same sense that the previous Mishnah talked about selling Truma, Mocha Truma. He was talking about Mocha Meiser, not Choshur on taking off Trumas and Meisers. And on the other hand, Choshur Abba Meiser, is Eino Choshed Ala Shvias? Obviously, there's a tzad to say that Shvias is more chomer. Why would that be? My timer, because Meiser, he's like Pidyan. Very simple. Meiser, he knows he can be played in Meiser Sheni, put it all on a pruta and everything's fine, but Shvias doesn't have a Pidyan. So Mamela, given it a mitzvah, but let's say Pidyan Chamira, like he views Shvias as being more chomer because the Torah doesn't give him a way to take off Kiddusha Shvi'is. A Chashud al Zevi Azeh, and someone who is Chashud on Shvi'is and on Meiser, certainly Chashud on Cyrus, because even the Chashud on the Raisa, Koshkein Adir Abonim. The sin of being mocked on one's school and needed the Tyra is entirely a Chumrah. He's certainly going to be Chashud on being over on that. On the other hand, a Chashud al Tyrus is not Chashud on Truma. On Truma, on Meiser and on Shvi'is, my timer, because neither Rabbanan, Ad Rabbanan, Parshid, Ad Raisa, by Parshid. Even though he's not Makbid, Ad Kibekach, to be Earth, who call him the Tyra, doesn't mean that he's going to be Maker or something that has to be a Raisa basis. Rami. So now we ask the Chalal on these assumptions. It says, Neman ala Taharaz, Neman ala Shvi'is. Now this, as Tosis points out, isn't needed to be said. Obviously, if somebody is Neyeg Ad Kidekach that he's Makbid on Achilas Chulim Mitzayra, so of course he's Makabel all the Chulmers and normal Chulmers that are the Dinim and the Hadad to deal with the Etzah, Mitzvah, and the Uraisa. So therefore, what is the point of saying such a thing? That someone who is Naman on Tyrus is Naman on Shriyat is for the Deer. That Ha Choshit Choshit. That if he isn't Naman on Tyrus, then in fact he is not Neman ala Shvi'is. So how do you explain the Mishnah that said that Yeshe Neman ala Tyrus and he's Enor, Yeshe Choshed ala Tyrus, nonetheless he's Enor Choshed ala Shvi'is? Omer Rabbi Loi, Mi'ikra Dintainas Rabbi Loi, he really would be Choshed. But the Mishnah that said that he isn't Choshed says Rabbi Loi, notice it says V'yeshu Choshed ala Tyrus, Enor Choshed ala Tyrus. Doesn't it say everybody? So in other words, if he's established a level of emuna, legabe, meiser, and shmita. Let's say shirinu, shinoi, betina, betek, basic. We know for a fact people have seen him taking off meiser and being very careful, or caring for shvias, and he's been careful to be mavayer. And not. Okay, so there, the fact that we see what's going on, he's not makban on tires, is not our feelings about him that this is a serious person who takes shvias and meiser seriously. But if we've never seen that he's a serious person, so then the fact that he's not mocked but on Tyrus, we're going to have to see what we hold about his shmirah of Shvi'is and Tyrus. And meiser. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, of course not. He doesn't have to establish a nemonis here. Adarabah, the point over here is in the Braisa, not the way the brothers are in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Kipshutai. Somebody's not questioned on Tyrus. He retains a Chazakah. Why shouldn't we believe him? Regabe, Mishvias, and Meiser. The point was that this person had a problem. And he was questioned Litarvayim. Well, once upon a time, he wasn't Makbid. So he came to the Rabbanan to Bezdin, and he said, listen, Rabbi, say, I want to be Makabel. To be Makbid on these dinim from now on, the people should be able to trust me, and they should give me a hefsher, and so on and so forth. So he went ahead, and he was Makabel Atarvayu. Atarvayu means on both levels, on both things. Not Shvi'is and Meiser, but on both levels. On the Shvi'is Meiser level, and on the Tyrus level. So he was Makabel both of them. So now, what happened was, okay, so he accepted it. Then it turned out, he wasn't doing so good with the Tyrus. So there, that's different, because over there, since there was a time in which he was choshed, so then the deed that we made in the bride to ha choshed is true, because since v'chatzila he'd been mekabel both of them, and he's not sticking with his kabbalah, and initially had been choshed before he was mekabel, so he goes back to his previous status. That's the trap. So there is a case in which if he's choshed, he's choshed, but that's only where we had a basis to discharge him in the first place. So since he's chashed now on one of the things that he was makabel, so he's also chashed on the other thing that he was makabel, even though it's kal. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chonam, Rabbi Yochanan, you should know that this entire discussion that it's possible to be chashed on Shvi'is and not on Meiser, that's all going on. Libra Rabbi Akiva Stimotsa. This is a mish that's presented stam, but it's really the das of Rabbi Akiva. Abu Chachomim Aimrim, HaKashur Al HaShvi'is, HaKashur Al HaMeiser. You should know that the Chachomim, we'll see these Chachomim are, they hold that actually, once you're Chashur on Shvi'is, you're Chashur on Meiser. Now that's obviously assuming that in people's eyes, Shvi'is is more chomer. So man chachomim, which chachomim are these who say that Shvi'is is more chomer? This is Rabbi Yehuda. Because of the social reality in the Mokum of Rabbi Yehuda, the Ba'asid Rabbi Yehuda, Shvi'is chamir lo. Rabbi Yehuda saw that Lamaisa in his area, people had, it's interesting, it's called his area. The point is that people pick up what it is that the Rav is makbid on. It's interesting. It's not that there's more of a chumra, really, to say more of a chumra by Shvi'is than by Maisa. But because he, Rabbi Yehuda, had various chumras for himself, Zenim Shvi'is, so they picked up that Shvi'is is very chumra because it was a Maisa once. The Dhamma Rabbi Yehuda, he called, this guy used to insult his neighbor all the time. He called him a ger, the son of a gieret. What do you know about Judaism? All my life, the guy said, well, I'm not like you. Like somebody would say, we sat on his house. And this guy would mind about eating shvius. God help us. So at least I'm not like you. So you see that to them, Mama shvius was like up, up, up. Yeah. Others say the opposite, that Rabba Baba Chana quoted Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva Stima Sava Chachamim are the opposite. It's Choshen Ala Meiser is Choshen Ala Shvi'is, the other way around, and that Meiser is more Chomer. It's Chomer on Meiser, certainly Choshen Shvi'is. That's not Rabbi Yehuda. Who's that? Man Chachamim. Here the reference to Chachamim would be Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the clown. Even a dover cow, a kosher a dover echad, a kosher a dover kula. If there's something you're kosher on time as Rabbi Meir, then we have to be a kosher your entire approach. It's kind of, you say you're a cow das. So if you're ready to figure out a way to be mati yourself one iser, the day will come you'll be mati yourself another iser. So how can we trust you? Rabbi Yonah, we're talking about Rabbi Zeira. Or some say it was Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Zeira were both talmidim Rabbi Yochanan. So one of them had one of these lashonis in Rabbi Yochanan, and one of them had the other lashon that we quoted in Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Amar. So one said it that, okay, this is Rabbi Akiva, Abba, Kachomim, Imrim, Choshed ala Shvi'is, Choshed ala Meiser. In which case, which Kachomim did he mean? Man Kachomim, Rabbi Yonah. As we just saw in Rabbi Yehuda's place, Meiser was not as chomer. Shvi'is, the other one said the other lashon that we quoted before in Rabbi Yochanan. Rechan amar chashud al maaser, chashud al shvi'is. Uman chachomim Rabbi Meir. According to him, it would be Rabbi Meir. The Tanya, Am Oretz shekibel alav divrei chaverut. So if an Am Oretz in Rabbi Meir's vision, because he's makabel on himself, divrei chaverut. Divrei chaverut, according to Rabbi Meir, certainly includes tyrus. It includes being matvid of taking off, of course, from maisers, but also not selling something that he got from someone that wasn't neman, not leaving it around. So in other words, he has to be meicher. If he's going to be meicher, he has to take off, and if he's a lokeach, he takes off. And he's makbid not to do tyrus. So view an amoret, someone who's not a father, as tane, and not to buy his bread there, or to use his mixer, to go into make his dough, and so on and so forth. If it turns out that this person is nefesh the dover echad, nefesh the kolat harakula, divrei Rabbi Meir. So this is Rabbi Meir shita. Somebody's mekabel on himself something, and he doesn't keep it, forget it. A person can fail. So, okay, so he learned how to rationalize one behavior. Doesn't mean he's going to rationalize other behaviors. Even for things that he's makabal. Remember that the Kabbalah of Har Sinai is also a Kabbalah. This is exactly what we go on.
It's interesting that this Rebbe Meir was all or nothing learned from Acha. Continued learning from Acha.
Asher is an all or nothing man. We just had a big shira in it, and shira to the time. Mamish. Actually works out perfectly. Even though Scott ran away from the last half of this year, the first half of it. Furthermore, as the Ger comes along, the Ger's Makabal of Divrei Torah, I feel natural, the Dover Acher, I have a question of the Kol HaTorah Kulo. Yeah, he's Makabal, and he doesn't keep it. Vayit Yisrael Mumer. So we treat him like Yisrael Mumer, we don't treat him like a guy. Not community, the Kurdish Kiddush of Kiddush. I mean, it's not, we can rely on it, the Kula, that now, since he's not keeping Kashrus, and the Mela's Kiddush is not Kiddush. He's a Jew. In other words, we assume the original Kabbalah was a Kabbalah. But, okay, he's going back, so that's like the Yisrael goes back. He also is a Kabbalah and has Sinai, and now he went back. So now I want to know how Bola Kabbalah prepares Kabbalah. The Mysif up front, the guy says, look, I gotta be honest. I mean, you know, I can handle this, I can't handle that. So he was never metabol, in a way that fooled us. He was very open and upfront. And he said, oh, look, I'll do everything klutz midover echad. In metabol, so that's not called the mechaber, we're not metabol at all. He's not a clever. A girl comes along, and he says, I'm metabol all of the victory, klutz midover echad. I can't handle kashrus. In metabol, so. The answer would be this, what do you mean, Divrei Torah? After you beat the deck of the Divrei Torah for him, the guy says one a little chumrah, listen, I can't wait between Achilas Basar V'Chalav. I mean, meet me right away. It's a chumrah, but only on Eifers. It's a chumrah on the Drabonon, Ain't a Kabbalah, I say. But Chaim Ben Levi, it's interesting, Ramesha has a number of truths about this issue. And they get sneers. Now, suppose somebody, a goya was Makabela's geiris, she refuses to cover her hair. Obviously, the chatzila, you're not Makabel. He had cases. First of all, the shayah, what if you are Makabel? So the whole question is this the chatzila? As you see, find by conservative geiris and so on, with a few blushimer mitzvahs, and who is a bezdin, and who has the sheet of the Rambam, you'd be Makabel in front of anybody. So. So did he ever, they were Makabel, or even though they knew she wasn't going to keep certain mitzvahs? Is this a lechatzila, or is it define the nature of geiris b'chlal? It's not even a ger. That's a big shaila between the peskin, whether we have to be chayish for the geiris itself. But Rav Meisher came up with a very interesting svara. He said that something that the Meis Yisrael themselves aren't makbin on, it could be that her unwillingness to be Makabel is because she believes this has nothing to do with Yisrael. It's some crazy thing that some Meshuggah and rabbis come up, but it's not in the Messiah of Torah. Because how come I see this woman is called a frum woman? She doesn't cover her hair. And here's a Litvisha Rebetzin. She doesn't cover her hair. So what, I have to cover my hair? It's a very interesting kind of family, especially in the days of Rav Meisher. I mean, who ever heard of a Litvisha woman covering her hair? Who's Ankimat on her? So he said, maybe they're already considered to be a complete couple. But then Ben Levi, suddenly Ben Levi comes. He's a Bella Kabbal Divrei Levia. But he says, okay, you know, look, I'm willing to be a Mishorer, but I don't go in for moving the gates. I mean, that's not my kind of stuff. Or washing floors, I don't do dishes. Well, the Kain, Shabbalah Kabbal Divrei Kuna Chutzpid Obrachad. In the Kabbalah, they say. It's an all or nothing situation. It says, HaMakriv Es Dana Shlamim, and then it says, Ne Aaron. So, it's Aved HaMesud of Ne Aaron, we saw before in Kulin. All of the Aved of the Mesud of the Kokar, Kain Shein Omeida, but in the Kabbalah, the Kuna, if he's not in the Kabbalah himself, what it means with Ne Aaron, he says, I'll pick and choose what it is to be Ben Aaron. No, so we don't give him that way.
When is
Kabbalah in Sanhedrin?
What is?
Well, yes, there was the Bezdin Shel Yisrael that was Beit HaKayanim. Here it's not so clear that there needs to be a formal Kabbalah. The question by the Kayanis for Kabbalah is he says the opposite. Listen, yeah, I mean, I can't add, I'll join my Mishmar, but I just want everybody to know, do not ask me to something or other, whatever it is, you know. I'm not interested in learning Tamitz or whatever. I don't do Tziporins and Mechs, you know. It's just, it's not up my alley. So, okay, so such a guy is not a
Kayan.
Is Manamikdash, yeah. Well, I mean, I would imagine the same thing's true nowadays. If a guy stands up and says, listen, I'm a Kohen, but I don't believe in bringing korbanos. I said, well, I'm certainly not going to give him an opinion on that, and so on and so forth. It'd be the same thing. Somebody's coming now in front of the Bezbin, he wants to be Makabal to Vrei Chaveirut. Seemingly he knew who should know the Tzina, the Tzav, the base of the Kabbal, and the Savachagat Malam, the Masav. If we know that this guy has been Makbid in his own home, so then we can be Makabal, and then we give him a sheet with all of the dinim, we don't review it, we'll give you Bechira next week, and so on. But Imlav, if we have no idea that this guy has any practice in the issue at all, so first Malam, the Masav. Train him first and then the Kabbalah, they say. Rav Shimon bar Yochayim, Tenkach, the Kabbalah, they say, V'lo mikadar k'vaholah. There's no such thing. You can be a Kabbalah person, he does his best. Well, the assumption is, okay, it's not that complicated. Assumption is, that he'll do okay. The Prate Dinin, he'll learn through experience. The Shiloh will come up that he didn't think of before. I better look up what it's like if we really expected Chassanim, what to know about Hilchas Gita, forget about it. Nobody ever get married. And if they have some vague idea, you know, a Shaila comes up, so they'll learn this idea, they'll learn that idea, but that's the Shimon bar Yochai Tainus. Son of Rabbanan, Mekablim L'Knafayim, V'Achakach Mekablim L'Tares. Very interesting way of referring to Netilas Yadayim, for your wings. And we saw this here, we said, Elisha Bala K'Nafayim. We called him Lagabe Tzilin, he was very mocked, but on Tyrus, we called him Elisha Bala K'Nafayim. A lot of discussion. Why do we call someone, call the Tzilas Yadayim on the wings? I mean, the portion, I mean, is your arms are like, you know, your extensions, they're your wings. Sometimes because of the Su'u Yadeichem Kadesh. Because the way that you have to do the Tzilas Yadayim, in order to avoid that the water should come back on your Yadayim, you have to hold your Yadayim up, so you're basically flying when you do the Tzilas Yadayim. So we call it the Knafayim. But in any event, a guy who's a Mekabel, to do the Tzilas Yadayim. So yes, he's Mekabel that. And then when Mekabel Matiris, I mean, Matiris has a lot of more serious issues. I mean, he's got to be careful even about toilet seats at his house. And Matiris said his wife sat down on a bed. I mean, maybe she was in need. I mean, it's a disaster. I mean, the kind of things you have to be marked on. Okay, the Tzilas Yadayim, that is Mekabel. If he says, you know, I'm not any Mekabel. In this case, don't think that it's similar to the previous cases where a guy says, I can't handle the whole thing. Over here, if he says, I can't handle anything more than Tzilas Yadayim, that's fine, because that's an area unto itself. The Ikra Tyrus of Chulin, that we were gazed or mamish, is the Tzilas Yadayim of Chulin. So, the rest is a big chulma. That's a whole different area. And therefore, there is such a thing as being Makabal, a person to feel as you're dying, that his hands should not be considered to be Shneas. So there, it's not considered to be a Mechza Kabbalah. And if, obviously, the other way around, if he's Makabal of Tyrus, he says, listen, I can handle a Tyrus, but to feel as you're dying, that's too hard. Forget it. And then I'll put Tyrus like you, though. You can't, I mean, this guy is, he's got his priorities a little confused here. How much is a number of different mishnayos? I said, how much? So one shot is, how long would we have to see him in his own home, being Isaac, in private, that we should then be able to be makabel in biyad, shalok Rav Shimon bar Yochai? Now this is not Rashi's preferred shot, because, I mean, it was my focus earlier. Now we're just going to, because according to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, you could always be makabel. Makabal in the yad, and the mom's in the cell. Okay, but it said before, Abela Kabal Diva Kabeos, Imri Nuik Shinoi Betina. So what does it mean? Nuik once. Okay, it's 30 days. So we know over a period of 30 days this guy's been mocked. So we can assume that he's okay. Makabi more Chomer things, we'd have to see it over a year. That's one John Rajah. I said he doesn't seem to be mocked, this chapter doesn't work out according to Shimon bar Yochai. The other John Rajah is not so clear. But assuming that he's saying the same thing the Rambam is saying, Rambam does say it very clearly. There's up to a point in which a guy's a newcomer to a thing, in which we have some checking on him. So, and then we'll go back, give him a bechira, and say, "Malandim, so, you know, is he really holding by it? Are you still being careful about these dinim? At what point do we view it as being nichmas to a hergel, which we never have to worry about it again? That this person, having once been makabel divrei chaveros, and having been knowing this way for a while, that already we no longer ask him, so he's still being knowing. What's the shear? Okay, so they shame on him, lamashkim, shloshim yon. As far as to be, believe him with Abi Tyrus, mashkim, okay, no, that 30 days is enough. Lixus, that's already a difficult issue, I mean, that's a meteorite and so on. Shemos Achredes. We should be macabre now that he doesn't have a din of an amoritz, even they say, well, no, even for mashkim, you need 12 months. What? You mean Beis Hillel is machmir? Why didn't we list this in the list of the chumras of Beis Hillel? In Tein Avilei Mikuvah Beisham Mikuvah Beis Hillel, and it's not listed in Idyas? Ella, but you're right, we got it mixed up. Beis Hillel and Mephat is after sexuation name. The contrary, he was Mekil, even the Gabi Ksus. Son of Rabban and Abola Kabbal Dibet Chaveus, Tzorech L'Kabbal Bifnei Shlosha Chaverim. He has to be macabre in front of three chaverim, but his children and his wife, banav uvnei v'so, einam tzuchim macabre v'tein shlosha chaverim. As long as they're macabre, his kabbalah is chal for all of them. It's like his family now becomes a family of chaverim. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, no. Avbanav uvnei v'so, tzuchim macabre v'tein shlosha chaverim. L'fi she'ino dom chaver shekiber, l'ben chaver shekiber mizane. You can't compare a guy who himself goes ahead and his Makabal, to somebody who's just following along what his father is doing, he's more likely to rationalize his behavior. I mean, I was never Makabal and so on. So maybe we ask him to be Makabal as well.
Is it a social status or to be a
Chaver? To be a Chaver is primarily a social issue, but because it impacts socially. As a matter of fact, that's why we have to be maker when it comes to Yonzer, because there's a social impact. Mordechai Giga says kulam chaverim beregel, because otherwise it would be a disaster. But it's beikar halachic issue. Someone who is a chaver is neman on the tyrus, according to Rabbi Meir, he's neman on trumas and maestras. You don't have to be chayshet that for the takan of demai. Son Rabban, what's called today the chaveris of the yegi communities. Yes, it's basically on this idea that the person to be trustworthy, especially where they had so many unfortunate situations with Haskola and so on. So someone who was Neman was called a Chaver. It's something else, yes, sir. Son of Rabbanan, Habala Kabbal Divit Chaverut, Sarich Makabel Bifnei Shlosha Chaverim. And even a Talmud Chacham has to be in the conversation. We answer just because he's a Talmud Chacham, so therefore you can trust him. There's a formal Kabbalah of Chaverut. If he's a Zaken, the Yeshiva, the Yeshiva, then, no, okay, then that's good enough. Then in a third of the Kabbalah, the Zvei Shlosha Chaverim, Shekvar Kivel, and Mishon Sheyashav, first is the Kabbalah on himself, such a position, the Kabbalah of the position equals the Kabbalah of responsibility of Gabi Chaverut. Doesn't need any further Kabbalah. Abishol on there, whereas Abishol says, even a regular Talmud Chacham ain't no tzorech makabel b'tnei shlosha chaverim. Not only that, even if he himself was never makabel chaverut, other people could be makabel chaverut in front of him. Why? Because the fact is that Talmud Chacham gives him the status of a chaver. Omer of Yochanan, b'nei b'noshu b'chanir b'natignas nishneis mishnezu. This that we said before, that even a Talmud Chacham has to be Makabel, that was said in the years of the son of Rabbi Chanina ben Tignas, who was extremely marked, didn't trust anybody when it came to Tyrus. He was a Kayan, and so Kayanim were more marked. And so when he was the Gadol Hador, it was a big problem. And that's what they said over this rise. The Gemaitz Shahaya, I mean, was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, were once his topic with Milsa the Tyrus. They had the Shilas about Tyrus, so the Shadi, Rabban of Agabi Ben Oshua, Chanina Ben Atignas. They sent the Shila to Rabbi Chanina Ben Atignas' son, together with some Tamina Chachami. They told the Tamina Chachami, Zero Imrulai, go tell Rabbi Chanina Ben Atignas Jr., Laimba, you should look into this Tyrus and tell us what our love is. Hashkakua the Konata Tyrus. They saw him. He was carrying his own Tyrus. He was being careful, keeping Tyrus. And he refused to go over to these guys. Instead, he sent some of his Talmidim, and he said, you go over and be ma'ayim in it. So it's Rabbanim Mididele Gabayo, but the Koyil, the Yuneba. So I mean, they were like, what's the chance? I mean, he won't come over with us. He's afraid to get near us, and we'll make him Tamei. I mean, we're also Tamei to Kachomim. I had mamish, such a nice thing happened to me. I was Amish in the state. And that never happened to me before. I went, I was invited to this chuppah in Boston, and I had no idea that the chassam was the Hasidic Rebbe. I knew the girl, right? So okay, so fine. He invites me to. I'm supposed to be on the chuppah. If I go to say shalom, welcome to the chassam. He doesn't touch me. He doesn't touch me. Right? Just came back from the mix. I can't touch anybody. Gewaldic to see people being made, but that was very beautiful. In any event, I told you the major with this chassam. It's like, I was a little bit crazy, maybe the guy's like a little crazy. But it turns out, it was not much amazing. It turns out, I go out afterwards, after the chuppah. So under the chuppah, all the Chassidish rabbis, I go out, and people dancing around, came out without clothing. What's going on? It turns out that this Chassidish Rebbe was the CEO of Viacom. One of the big entertainment companies, multi-billion dollar corporation. Then I said, what's the problem with this guy? I'm asking. Well, he's also has a law firm. What? Yes, and he's also the official chaplain of the city of Boston. I'm being mamish missionary. So it turns out this guy has an office building. A very rich man. He's an office building. On one floor he has the Beis HaMidrash, and he's the Rebbe, and he comes in with his assistant. And the next floor he has a law firm. Yeah, the next floor he has a law firm. And each one has his name on it in a different way. And the next floor he's also the publisher of a Boston newspaper. That's why he has the FGP address. He ended up you should have been giving us a floor. 1 second. That's not the end of the story. The next morning, I come down from the hotel to say goodbye. I was leaving, and I see the Chassid and Kala already driving away. They're driving away in this big Mercedes with plates, CC plates with the diplomatic. I said, what? Yes, he's also the council of Austria. That was the pudding or the icing, what they call it. Mission.
Okay.
So going by
this. Because he was head of an entertainment company, that's why he was really mocked you, not fired.
Good. So anyway, it continues. And we became good friends afterwards. So here he refused to go, which of course is very insulting. So they came back and they told him, you'd have been, yes, look, we couldn't get Benoit or Bechanina Benoit Thickness to even look at him, he won't come near us. Or Malahu, Rabbi Yehuda, what a chutzpah! We have no record of Kanina Ben Tantignus ever insulting Tamir Chachamim. Rashi says he was just so mad. They were saying, what kind of family does this guy come from? His father was probably Mevazah Tamir Chachamim. He wants to be Mevazah Tamir Chachamim. But you treat Tamir Chachamim like they're on the horse. Oh, Marla, Rabbi Yosef said, you should don't get angry at him. Kvod Zakeni Munach B'Mekoyman. The point was, beyond Shechar of Beis HaMikdash, Nagu Kohanim Susu Ba'atzmon, She'in Meisim Es HaTayr Tuchol Odom. This is not from Gaiva, it's not from Chumris. In order to make up for the Churban, where the whole mile of the Kahuna and the Tyrus was so nishkas, they decided that they're going to be very, very makbid in order to restore in people's eyes the value of Tyrus. It's very interesting. So it comes out that what we call a non-Kaver is called an Amoritz. So check, I have a Talmud Chacham with an Amoritz. On two different levels. The Talmud Chacham he is. But because of this Silso, it's also a Kaver, different Kaveris. He's an Amoritz in terms of the way we're Noyeg Lagavitaris.
Is the
Silso Silso Lazma? Silso is a word that's borrowed from curling your hair. Right? So it's not. It's a man. It's like we would wave our hands, you know, across the board. You know, there's a word in English that actually reflects it. Think of it. Build yourself up, hoity toity, afraid. There is a word that has that same sense of still soothing. Tanur Rabbanan. I said we have another Tanur here that has to go. Tanur Rabbanan. No, not about. So Mamela, this is the marker of that price that even a Talmud Chacham needs Kabbalah. Tanur Rabbanan. Chaver shemet. A chaver who dies, ishto ubanavu v'nei v'itor aveyem b'cheskatam, the people that were living in his home and had been noyed like him retain that chazok of Yishukit Eishas chaver kechaver. This is where that comes from. Ad sheyeh chashidu. Until we see something that leads us to believe that they're no longer mocking. V'chein chatzer shemochrim bo tcheles. You have a factory which people write to tcheles and they had a chazokah that the tcheles that they were selling was kosher. Alayhi b'cheskata, you could continue to buy from it. Achati pasel, until you find out that they played games with Kalayulon and so on. Or that they didn't know the dinim, or got the testing in it. You can assume that they're kosher. Tanur Rabbanan Eishes Amor Shemises L'chaver. How about vice versa? An Amoritz, his wife, now gets married to a chaver. Or a bat Amoritz marries a chaver. Or an eved of an Amoritz is sold to a chaver. Before they get involved in this, since they're so used to a different anoga, they have to be mekabel b'vei chaverut. But in the other case, eishet chaver, shenisei la'amaretz, v'chein bitev shel chaver shenisei la'amaretz, v'chein avdo shel chaver shenimkar la'amaretz, now, this is how Rashi learns, if now they're coming back and they're sold to a chaver, the husband died and she's marrying a chaver, she's going back to where she was, even though obviously the Amoritz didn't allow her to be noyeg chumras of chaveres, but the moment that she gets back into the shoes of the father, she does not require a new kabbalah. Ein tzrichim lekabel divrei chaverut b'tchila. Rabbi Meir amar af ein tzrichim lekabel em divrei chaverut b'chaskar, because they've already gotten into the new way of being noyeg, and again, it's the coolest. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar amar mishum Rabbi Meir ma'aseh b'isha achat shenisei b'chavera atayim ha'ishashaya. There was a woman who got married to a chaver and she became so dovuk to chaverus and so on, so frum, ha'ita komat lo tefillin ha'yot. He used to carry his tefillin around to tie his tefillin on to his hands. And then, after he died, she went and she got married to an Amoritz and he was a meiches, which was the cheskas ha'gazlum. And he would take, they would buy the right to take the mechas that was going over bridges, and they would be in control of it. It would take more than they had a right to take. It was mamish mafia stuff. But the kasheret of kishrei mechas ha'yodo. So when she used to be mekasheret the tefillin for the chaver, so she would tie on his wallet with the receipts over there. So you see, a person is loyal to the situation that they're in. You can't. Good. Excellent. This Gemara, what I say, used as a big issue in discussing whether there's a question as to whether an Eina Mitzvah the Dover should be Mekasher Tzvilin. It says Mekasher Tzvilin Mashmer that she actually made the Kesher Tzvilin.
Well,
right?
You said Komad, right?
Komad is a Lashon of Kesher. To me, it just means Kesher in Aramaic, but yes. He is on the ball, our cover.
So therefore,
what's the reason? Shall I understand the Gemara?
He made the Brochel, she
Yeah, well, remember, in those days, the tefillin, they made the kesher each time they put on the tefillin. The actual tie, that's what the mashmaut is. Kesheret's law. What we do is we do a kesher, and we leave the kesher there. We leave it hanging, basically. Well, you were mekasher around the other side. Not that we do to leave a loop to be able to use the kesher that's already there. That's they tied the tefillin.
What is that every time?
Every time.
Yeah.
Well, the kesher itself is part of the etzem asiyah of the tefillin. Anyway, but it's a very good aura there. I'm going to talk about this tomorrow. All the time. I hope we allowed you to